I wanted to speak on some halachas on Hilchos Shabbos. The reason I was misoyer to speak about it, I learned maybe a lesson in Limud LeKavzchus. Now, the Shiva asked me the last Shabbos if we could go to America to have Shachas with Olam. So the way the Shiva arranged it was, it's all different places to meet all different Talmidim. So we have to be in Far Rockaway Five Towns for 12 hours. From Motzei Shabbos, 12 o'clock, till noon, Sunday. So normally I have a place where I stay in Far Rockaway. For different reasons, it didn't work out that I would stay in that place for this time. So I called someone else, a Talmud from Yeshiva, very close to me. And I told him, I'll stay by you. For him, it would be nice, it'll be in all the signs, I'll be staying by him, the Yeshiva. Make him to feel good. So he was very excited. So we had to be like sleep by him late Motzei Shabbos, a little breakfast, and then a reception for people later after. The kids of Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, I'm sitting in Lakewood yet, and someone from the office comes over to me and tells me that, you know, there's a problem in the schedule in Far Rockaway. The guy called up, he will not be there Motzei Shabbos. Maybe you need somewhere else to sleep. We'll take care of you. So I said, you know, I have my people, I'll take care of myself. He told me, no, we'll take care of you, you know. I'm coming to him for 12 hours. I'm planning to make him this big favor, but to come to his house, he's not around. After another hour, they came again from the office. He called again. He's stuck in a snowstorm, so he will not make it to breakfast. So you need also a place for breakfast. For the reception, he will be there already. I thought of anywhere else planning to eat the Far Rockaway Yeshiva, not again. I was thinking to myself, as a chutzpah. I looked outside, it was not snowing, yeah? he went skiing for Shabbos. Friday he was around. He's stuck in snow, you know? And it's not snowing around here. I was sure I'm coming to someone. We started the whole night before he will sit and learn. Yeah, go to the mikveh shtickle. No. He's going skiing. Kids, I was mamish such bekas. You know, I didn't say nothing. Kids, Sunday we come. You know, I'm so then I came late. Kids, we had him sasif and I good there. At 9:30 he shows up. You know, with a ganze smile on his face, you know, I wanted to give him such a flask. But, you know, I say, go nicht, and he calls with his car, and he tells me, okay, here I'm with a car, where are we going? What is the schedule? Now, sure, I'll bet Mechile, he'll be embarrassed, you know, he will not walk to walk. I sit in the car, we start to go to different places. He tells me, I have to tell you, Mishunda Kamaisa, what happened to Mishabas. So his father, is one of the biggest companies of diamonds in the world. He works with his father. And the kids are meiser, he got the guy Dalton in America, or the players Dalton, so he had a 10-year anniversary. He decided to buy his wife a diamond for $1 million. Nice ring. So they ordered for him. So his father told him how it goes. He has the guy, you know, these people have like all different people that organize for them at 11. And they order for them what exactly he needs. And then they tell him, listen, they call him up 11:15. You have to be in that, you know, vacation place. You'll stand there with a diamond. There's another guy. The guy will come out of his room, and he will say what diamond he wants, and they gave us. 15. Now, Shabbos is one of these countries. I don't know the names exactly, but people go there for vacation and skiing, and for the, you know, Yom Adam. The kids are nicer, so he had to go. But so he took food for Shabbos. He took everything with him, and he goes to the place. He gets to the place. The guy comes out. He looks on it. The vial, he goes to this hotel, and he realizes when he walks into the room that when he walks out of the room, the lights go off. Kitzer, so he was stuck in the room with his wife the whole Shabbos. He couldn't move. Stayed like this in the room the whole Shabbos with the lights on. He gets a Motzei Shabbos. He got an email from the guy, thank you very much, but we don't want the diamond. He had it handy. He showed me. It was like a nice diamond. He had the guy doesn't want it. So many said he wanted to take the first flight to Shabbos, but with such a snowstorm there, the plane didn't pick up. So he said he's here from the airport. They were up the whole night trying to get here. You know, Rebbe is coming to him. They didn't sleep, they didn't nothing, the house is all prepared, they bought food, everything. Yeah. So for me it was a lesson, you know, how you know you could down a person in the lowest, and he's, you know, at the same time keeping Shabbos, not going out of room. Not, you know, this is the guy for Shabbos, he's in the room to Mekayim Shabbos. So it's nefesh, you know, no Eterim, nothing, just stuck in the room for Shabbos. And nothing came out of it, and he was awake the whole night to try to Yom Chabbos and Rebbe. So it was a lesson to me. If I'm saying it over, I'll tell you a klein meisik from the Rosh Hashiva. So I came back, you know, I was telling Rosh Hashiva everything what Kol Asher Koro is Pashas. So when I told him over the meisik, you know, I told him over Lakewood this, and I said over, you know, that I got so upset when I got the message that he had him stuck in a snowstorm. So Rosh Hashiva looks at me, yeah, Kohanim Taka get upset too quick. Kohanim get upset too quick. I'm not, the Muslim that I got, you know, I'm getting upset. So what if the guy decided not to wait for you and to go to skiing? Now, who are you? Like, you know, what's that guy? I'm also kicked out the Muslim. So, Mikol Mikol, I decided a little bit to my eye insight on this Indian shtickle, and maybe a little bit more different in Yanni Ma'isa Indian, all of these new electric machines that we have today. And the Ma'isa, people have to know these alochas because. Like this person, it happens, you're stuck in the room. There's nothing more to do anymore. You know, you go into a bathroom, and the water starts, you know, you move away from the bathroom, or you come close, it starts to flush. You know, you have these bathrooms. You come closer, it starts to flush. You have to stand in the whole Shabbos. That's a posh das nish. It's a posh das nish. We're yidden. You know, I'm saying, we think, the ma'isa is hundreds. Cause the money, it's not negah, you don't have. But Lemaisa and the Veld today, if you go out the Kois Lebis HaMedrash, these shilas happen the whole time. You walk in the street and the light goes on. You come near a house, I don't know if you know these houses. I saw some of them when I was there. Some people hold, you have to stay where you are for the whole Shabbos. If you walk away, you know the light goes off. Is the tzavet you allowed to go?
Because of movement.
What?
It works in movement.
It's okay, so. So what's the answer? Move away, it goes. I'm telling you, move away, it goes away. You stand on a level. We'll get. Let me get. I'm just explaining why when you go to Chutzal, Pitam Yichab, you have to know all these halachas. So I decided, you know, we're Ma'aseh v'Nizka halacha. We'll start from the technical thing. I see it's also not so posh. It's three kinds of detectors that we have today in the world. It's the first detector that, you know, they call it electric eye. They call it in their language. The first one is, it works on movements. If it's seen movements, it sends a message to the place that gets the message, the computer message, to put on the machine. Well, see, that also has two parts how it works. There's another one that feels heat. I'm not sure if it's the temperature of the person, or when a person moves, the ear and the place change movements. And another place is gonna, I never learned exactly in school how it works, but these are the two zachen. One is in movements, and one is in the record of the hotels, the marshal, the ones that keep the light, are more gibbot of movements. Or on heat. They see if someone is in the room, someone is not in the room. B'derech klal, it's kimat impossible of a human being to stand and not to make a movement completely. I don't know if you were in a hotel once and they have these rooms. It never happened to a person that the light went off when he's in the room. And he didn't move. And it says, even when he doesn't move, he moves. There has to be such an odd movement, because if not, it will happen, a person sitting in the hotel, for chalam tzachabisu, yeah? And Pitam, the lights will go off, you know. So the mitzvah is that a person has to, they checked, some people managed, froze, I think 1 out of 1,000,000, they managed, like they gave people prices if they were managed to not to move, that the light will go off to check if it could work. I think one person managed for a second and the other went on. And the third one is the one that the Derech Klal, all of you know it, it's from the elevators. The ones that we have in the elevators, I think in Beis Yishaya, when it works, they have it also. is a red light that shines from one side to the other side, that the whole time gives a message through the red light that is shining into the other place, and this is Kilo causes the circuit, the electric circuit. When you're in the middle, you cut it. So the difference of these two is, it's Mamash Fakel, the way they work. The first two, you are the cause of the movement. Right? When you move, you put on light. When you make heat, you're putting on the light. And you are causing the asiyah of the melochet. And the elevators ones, and again, a lot of the electric doors, like in the airport and all these big malls that open, these doors, the derech klal, it's made fakel, it's like a kind of line, electric line that has a different place where he is. And when you walk in to that place, you cut. That derech klal, it's a red light, you even could hear it sometimes in the elevators, you put your hand near that little thing, you could hear it. Where's the difference? That the marshal in a room, if you put a box instead of you, the light will go off. It needs a moving person there. Mashiach, in the elevator, you put a piece of paper, the elevator stays open. Because there, just something has to black that little red thing. Mashiach, in the other ones, are like you burst on heat of a person, or of movements in a human being, so in the minute that the Nafkamina is, we'll see later, it doesn't help to say the Mashiach, a person opened the elevator in Shabbos, and a mistake. The elevator, you're not allowed to go in. But the case is, it'd be electric doors. I'm just saying the elevator, it's very easy because all of us know, everyone knows that little red little piece that is there. Everyone recognizes it. So the push to Eitzah is, he just takes out a tissue of his pocket and he stuffs it on that hole and it stays open. The next guy will come get upset, so he will take it out. But the question is, you know, you come into, you're coming to visit someone in Shabbos, you walk through, I want to go Kesev and Dialogues. You walk through and the door opens. Now what to do? If you move, the door closes. If you stay, the door stays open, and you stay open. So the shayla is, this is what we're going to want to do. So when you have these little electric red lights, you just go over to the place where the red light, you just stuff a piece of paper there. You could wait till it's a different guy comes, and then you'll move it. You will ask him to move it. It doesn't make a difference how you will do it. So let me get a little bit kaseida. We'll start with our lochas, what to do lemaisa. So this is clear that a person is not allowed to, when he wants to walk into a door, hospital, hotel, and he has these electric doors, he's not allowed to come near these doors. Say if they open with cutting the red light, say if they open through movements or heat, you're not allowed to go through. Happened that you went through. You didn't know that this is the door here. You came, now the door is open. Your question is, I have to stay here? The motion, I'll tell you, stop. In the bathrooms, the one that the flushing goes on his own, no, the derech klal, these are the red ones. Like, there's a little sense that you can see yourself, that you cut it. So when you come close it, or when you leave it, there's a kind, some, again, the nafkamina is, the motion, you came to such one and it's running, just take a tissue, put it on the place, and they will think that someone is there the whole time. Again, if it's a one, but that's Kamina, Lamoshal, if in the bathroom it doesn't work towards that, so even if you move away, the water will start to run. Because it's not because it's black, it's not because you black that little glass that you see in front of you. That place senses someone standing instead of moving. When no one is there, it doesn't work. So I want to go just very technical, very practice in Ichatimtzes. We'll say all different chumos talking about dvarim to know lemaise vitzufil tzach lemaise. So we're starting with the door. The door is the easy case. You walked and you see the door is open. The best answer is to stand there and to call a guy and to ask him to stand instead of you. You go out. Then if he goes, it's not a problem. Calls, but you don't find a guy, you have to carry on standing there. We'll see about what happens. The whole Shabbos you have to stand. I just wanted to explain first the lomdus. I mean, all these halachas, if you know a little bit the lomdus, it's much gishmak after the lemaisedik. Even if someone will ask me, bishleime, if it's cutting the red light, so I understand. Stay there. It's cut already. You don't have a header to move. But all of you want to ask, if the fact, the reason that the door stays open, because it sees my movements, so l'chol run away? Because every second that you're there, you're better opening the door. But the mitzvah is, after I looked into it and I found out, the mitzvah is different. Even the ones that work towards movements, it's not the pshat that when every second it puts on the light again. When the light is off and it has a movement, it puts on the light. When you're carrying on moving the whole time, it leaves the light on. So it's no new messages. It's not opening the door. The door stays open. You're right. You're adding energy to the computer to tell the computer not to close the door. But you're not doing the pe'ula be'etzem. I'm asking a little bit more. I want you to understand that because it's mamish negeh to all of these halachas. And it's mamish amaratis around it. What is the avera to put on to do a machine in Shabbos? A person, forget about a light. A person puts on, opens the door in Shabbos. What is the problem? He gave a message to the computer to open the door. What is the avera exactly? Psichas aderes? What is the issue? So Chazanish calls it boine. You're building an electric circuit. And the zogen noilat, and the zogen mavir, not klol. Well, it's not makibe patish, because the door is already a good door. It's opening and closing, so it's not a makibe patish. The circuit. In the circuit, maybe bein al makibe patish, but this is the zogen salt melocha, or the bein al makibe patish, right? In Brisk, they say alemol that the chazanish gizucht a melocha for electric, and he didn't find only bein. Und bein is avadilish, selchur simuta. Avalilish, but like this they say, Chaznish said for sure has to be also Midei Raisa. Can't be allowed to use machines in Shabbos. And the Chaznish looked because they cool, and the only melocha he found to call it is Boine. And Boine is the Chavalinish. Moshech is the Boine. So maybe they say it's the Chavalinuta. Avalinish. And Chaz v'Sholem, I don't want Chaz v'Sholem that will come a kule, but we have to know these nafkaminas because legabi a lot of zach. Now, when you open a light in Shabbos, you're adding another melocha, Mavir. So what we're going to say now will be divided into two groups. Electric things that have fire in it, lights, and electric things that don't have lights. We have to know a lot of little red dots that shine in machines are not really lights. It's chemical things. It's not real batteries. No, it's not like a little bulb, a red little bulb inside there. You open it, you see it's gone, it's gone. So it doesn't have a thing of fire, some of them. But it's divided into two groups. The ones that have fire, Amamish melochas deraisa lekula alme. Mashiach in the world that don't have fire is also melochas deraisa. Chas v'sholem, not to be makel, but it has a lichtkeit. Now again, when I'm doing the melocha to happen or stopping the melocha, I'm boine and soisel, mavir v'mechabe. But when the matzav is continue, it's much less. We'll see that. I want to get a person presses the bell on Shabbos. The Shabbos is allowed to leave, or he has to leave his finger ringing the bell for the whole Shabbos. Well, see, some shita told he has to leave his finger on. It happens.
All these things have a time period that it stays on its own without you doing anything.
The bell, I don't think so. What was the bell?
If you press it once,
yeah.
It has
a niggins. How does that? Okay. I don't. You're right. Maybe you know. I will give one more. You know, before we go to the Prati Malach, I'll give one more madadike yediyah. You're right that the metzias is that all of these doors, if you pass the door, even when you finish the moment, the door only closes after 5 seconds. They especially did it because they didn't want that it will close on somebody. A little kid or someone will be left there. So the metzias, the way they did it is that if you open a door, every sense, b'derek klal, is computer-wise, that 5 seconds, it will only close 5 seconds after the movement. So now we'll go. When you walked in to the door, you opened the door, now the door could stay open. He sees your movements, the computer-wise doesn't start to shut it. If you move away from the door, you're causing the door to close. But Kozman, you're staying, we said, even that you're adding energy, be'etzem, to the door to stay, even if it's from the first kind of doors that need the energy to stay, but lemaisi, you causing the door to stay.
So the place can say Be'etzem, you don't have a heter to leave. So now, what is to do lemaisa? To call a goy to stand near you. To call a goy to stand near you. Now, what would be if there's no goy? There's only yidden. So here is a difference. If you have the doors that are made from energy, you're not allowed to call a different yid to come, because he's not doing energy to make the door, to carry on door opening. You're telling the yid, come, carry on mixing the mixer here. Yeah, it's not mamash melocha, it's only a little bit melocha. He's not allowed to come into the picture. Masha Egan, if it's the ones like the third one, like the elevated ones, you tell the yid, now you stand here instead of me, I'm going to eat something, then I'll come back, and you'll come back, we don't have a problem. Because no one is doing a melocha. They're like, the red light is cut, we're just leaving it cut. So here's the nefkamina. If you have the one from the two, you only could call a goy to come instead of you. If you have the one that is a red light, you could call a yid. Now, what happens, lemaisa, if you don't have no one to come instead of you? You went into a hotel, 12 o'clock by night, you were staying in a hotel, you went outside the door opened. You're waiting. It's a machlekes. The Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa, I heard it from him 15 years ago, and I called him tonight, again, to double check that he's Adayin Emir Bepsik. He holds... We're speaking on a door. I'm telling you now, every case is different. I told you the klolim later, but not to learn one case or the other. Legabi, the other case could be melachas deraisa. Legabi, the door, the Shmirah Shabbos holds, you're allowed to leave. If you can't find someone else, and it's very hard for you to stay there, you're allowed to leave. Why? He says, because, if you need to get into somewhere and there's no one to help you, you cannot get in. Because you're not allowed to do a melacha. Oh, but to leave, you say so, you're not boina. So be'etzem, it's not a meloche, it's a mekalka. Because you're not say so, I'm not sleeveless. And v'al, v'shamazamu yehalten, that in that is no light, there's no fire here. So if you have to, you're allowed to leave. The same case, I'm saying the same case exactly we have. A lot of times it happens in America, in basements, or in yeshivas, or different places, that they added rooms, and the bathrooms are rooms that don't have no windows out. So a lot of them, what they did is, electric, they know, Chas v'Shalom goes up in Shabbos, but it's a vent. And when you go in, the vent starts to take out the air. A lot of people are not even aware to that. But when you come to a room and you see there's no Ruchis HaShemayim, everything is closed, has to be somewhere that the air comes out. The doctor has a vent. A lot of these places, kimat, all of the new places, the moshul, even in the airports and these places, what they do is, the light goes off and on, it's not pleasant, people don't enjoy it, they go into a room, it's dark, it's light, people don't want to walk into a bathroom when it's dark. So a lot of these places, they leave the lights on the whole time. But the vent system goes up. I think all of you go, if you go to a hotel, you just step out the door, the air conditioner goes off. Some of the most, the light goes off. Some again, the light doesn't go off because some guests, or the light goes off, or you could ask that the light will not go off because guests don't like them. They come near the room is dark. People feel like, what happened to my room? Everything is dark. But the ear, no, this is the business. People complain, you know, he's in the bathroom, it's closed, something is closed, he went to the porch, everything got dark. So, but the sense of the air conditioning, that this is the most expensive for the hotels, and the minute you leave the room, it goes off. You didn't have this matzah. Now you're in the room, you want to leave? In the bathroom, it happens the most time, it happens in the bathrooms. You come in, you open the door, you hear the vent goes on. So it's stories on Gdolim that stay the whole Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos says again, if it's hard for you, you're allowed to leave. Shmir Shabbos says, if it's very hard for you, you're allowed to leave. Now, I want to go to the next step, that here it's Murcham. What happens, like, in this case of this room that we were in? This guy that was stuck in the hotel that we mentioned before. So, Lefidu Shmir Shabbos, if he felt in prison, he would be allowed to leave. Again, a very bediyevet. Here, the Shmir Shabbos says, only if it's very, 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 very hard for him. Why? Because here he's shutting off light. He's already mechabe. Mechabe is for sure meloche. Soyser and electricity is in ishtazei klo. So b'meile be'enin be'yevshel b'ini acher, he's not mechadim. He doesn't want it to go off. From his point, he will let it to stay. So b'shemazalma was make b'shasat chag to leave and to make a malach. But for mechabe, b'shemazalma said only b'shas moed 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 at chag. Rebbe Yashi holds he has to stay the whole Shabbos and electricity, and the other ones nish klovot. Rebbe Yashi holds if he's masking that b'shasat chag, dahinu. If you're stuck in a bathroom, that you went in and the light goes on, but you actually have to stay until after Shabbos. Don't dive and don't do nothing. Stay until after Shabbos. Only the eitzah is, you knock, you call a goy, tell him I'm stuck in the bathroom here, and he comes in, and when he comes in, you go out. It's the only eitzah. So someone told me, I was a miser once, so guy, he didn't know what to do. So he pretended he's not feeling good. He started to cough, I can't move. So the goyim came to help him. They took him out. So he said, Zaynachochem. You know, you told him I have problems, I can't go out. Yeah. So come, he said, you make yourself, you're not feeling good. So they come to help. But you have to know, it happens, you know, you, before you plan. You think everything is organized. So the Beliashi holds you're not allowed to leave, only if it becomes a Pikoch Nefesh. Or a little kid. You're allowed to be making for him, because also for him it's because nefesh, and also could be lach shetzuch legufa. You could be making by a cotton. But so I'm saying, this is again like Gabi going out the room. To go into the room is no head. To go into the room is no head. Now, we'll go weiter. A person presses a button in Shabbos. So, the shaila was what to do. Some person hold, if you take off the button, you're stopping the circuit, right? The ma'aseh, when you press the button, you make the noise to go. So you connect to the circuit, right? So, the ma'aseh, a person put on a light in Shabbos, you're allowed to shut it? No. Now you press the button. When you pull the button, you're shutting the button. So it's a big machlekes. Lemaisa the poskim say, what? It's a grammar. You're doing a melacha begrammar. What is the heter? Not the melacha begrammar. You're cutting the circuit. Lemaisa, I don't understand exactly the mitzvahs, but the people they say when they found out the mitzvah says you're allowed to leave, and it's not called that you're cutting a circuit. Say I don't have it closed, but Ando Zogin, this is only in a normal bell. You have a lot of bells, I don't know if every place that. It happens like this. When you press the button, the light goes on, the little bell. When you take off, when you stop to press it, the light goes off. There you're not allowed to take off your hand, you're mechabe. If it's only a noise, so you're allowed to. So, under Zogin, you're also allowed to. The Welt says that if it's hard, and you feel that the ma'aseh you can't, yesh al mi lismach. Again, the best eitzah is if you could call, if it's such a button with a light, you could call a guy to ask him to take over the button. This is Shabbos on Shtetish. This is the halachas. This is the halachas. This is Chilul Shabbos. It's not me, Rabbi. It's totally the mitzvahs of the light. They had the one that had the yellow ones with the black. There's also the little red switches, but they're not going to have such light. You have to know the mitzvahs. What?
The light till you push it.
So then you for sure not left there. Then you have to stay like this is right. What would be if a place they have back in Echlami? They have a lot of places like that. Kolzman, you didn't press the button, it has light. When you press, it stops to have light. So most of them, I think, that after you press and the light goes on, it stays off till it gets dark and then it snaps and then it goes on again. But if the Mitzvah says that when you press it's off, then you have to stay like that the whole Shabbos. What else do you have here, light, such a light? You see the light here? When you press it, it goes off, I think. That light. Well, two are off, but one of them is on. So when you press that button, it goes off. So then you not, you have to stay like this the whole Shabbos. You have to stay like this the whole Shabbos. There's no heter. Then, even if you finish Shmiras Shabbos, there's no heter. What? These lights in the apartment buildings, but they're cloud after you. What? No, so the apartment building is also not supposed to push it. Because when you press it, it goes off. And from the time you take off your finger, after 5 minutes, it goes on. So if you take off the finger, the grommet will go on later. What? But there again, violet's only a grommet, it's not a secretion. So really, you could be maker. Because some people say, fuck out, when you leave the button on, so you're causing the light of the building not to go off. So you're also doing a grommet. End of the Mitzvahs. About Lemaise, I say again, so Lemaise. If you press a button that it's a bell, you're allowed to take off your hand. If the light goes off, when you take off your hand, the light will go off. Ander zogen that it's also, b'shasat chak is muto, the best thing is to tell a goy. For sure, if it goes on the light, you're not allowed to take off your hand, and you have to tell a goy to do it. And shinui will not help here. Ander declared if it's allowed, if it's a shinui, if someone is in the bathroom, and the light went on. So some poiskim was a choshev acher, wanted tshuva, that if it goes out the window, it's like shinui. So he's showing the light b'shinui. Yeah, but still, about the poiskim will not mekabel it. But those says can shinui. Shinui has to be the tzuras of malocha. When he went out the window instead of walking out the door, he says it's shinui. Now, mitzad sheni, what happens if a person, the marshal, is a kettle, you know, is kumkum, I don't know, he make hot water, and he forgot that it's Shabbos, le'aleinu. He pressed it in Shabbos. What do you do? You miyad plug it out. You shut it. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because Bishul and Shabbos is the Melacha Deraisa. Shutting it is Melacha Shetzich Legufa. Oyurim lo Adam Laver Isur Derabonon Shalom Yaver Isur Deraisa. If you did it B'Shoigeg, we pass him La'aloha Yitiru La'lichdoisoi. Now you have to know the Metzias. Some places is a better Eitzah. You just pour out the water from the kettle. But you have to know then if the house will go on fire or not. I don't know, it's different kind. Some kettles. What? So you're right, sometimes there's no water, it will jump anyway. But then it's a grommet. So it's better to pour out the water from shutting it. So I'm saying, but this is the Metzias. I didn't manage to find out the Metzias in every kettle how it works. So if a person puts on the mistake of kettle on Shabbos, you just tell him, run and shut it. What? No, if it's a light, he's not allowed to. If it's a light when he shuts it, he's not allowed to do melacha deraisa against one melacha deraisa. But if it's melacha derabonah when he shuts it, he's allowed to.
If the light's
going
to go off?
Light go off, he's allowed to, melacha derabonah. What? Either one. Now, but, zog de achroinim, if the water, bederech klal in these kettles, the water was already boiled once or twice. Right? The water was boiled already. Just now, we pass that bishul achar bishul b'mayi mi'ikar adin it's not deraisa. We machmir yesh bishul achar bishul. Chofetz Chaim says the ma'aseh negabe b'di'eved v'meikel. V'meile you don't have a heter to over a melacha derabanan because mi'ikar adin we say mechad Rambam that it's not a melacha deraisa. So then b'chaygad you're not allowed to shut the kettle. The heter to shut the kettle was only in a case that the water was not cooked yet. I want a little bit to go to Munaf Kiminis, that Amuna Gea, and every Shabbos can get to everyone, but a bit more simple, a bit less high tech, yeah? Every person has in his house a sink, has hot water and cold water. Baruch Hashem, I think everyone already knows that the hot water we don't open in Shabbos, and the cold water we open in Shabbos. We'll get to the second what happened if you open the hot water in Shabbos. This we want to get to. Yeah, and it's a point of Kiminis. What do you do if you open the hot water in Shabbos? But let me get Kaseda first. So everyone knows that Aloha is not allowed to open the hot water. So I want to divide it a couple steps. Well, like in a normal case that you have, and it's a small, sometimes you have a Dud Shemesh, it's different Alohas, maybe. But let me get in a normal case, what you have is a boiler that is hot water. Now, even if the boiler is off, then you shut it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the hot water. A lot of Bachim have this mistake in Shabbos. They shut the boiler, and then they use the hot water in Shabbos. Not speaking about taking showers, yeah? But you're not allowed to use, you want to rinse your hands, you know, a bit cold, you know, you want to wash some dishes or something. Why? Because when you open the water, some new cold water goes into the boiler. So now the boiler has a aloch of kli rishon. So you mevashel b'Shabbos. So again, even if the boiler is shut, you're not allowed to open the hot water of the boiler, because cold water will go into the boiler, and he's mevashel in Shabbos. If you shut the water coming in, then you're allowed to open the hot water, but there is a different condition. You have to be sure that there's nothing inside the sink, because if not, it's a irui mikli rishon. It's a iru mikli rishon. Shemazama is a shikl more making than that. Shemazama is making. The Welt says that the pipes have aloche. It's one big keli. We look at it. Shemazama time is that if it's shut, could be the pipes have aloche of klisheni, and you don't have to so much be machmer in it. Where is the nafkemina? The nafkemina is some people want to use it, so they shut the cold water before Shabbos. Now, so they want to have hot water in Shabbos. So they want to open the hot water, the sink is clean, they want to wash their hands to have hot water. So first, some people are saying that the little water at the beginning of the sink, that water is not boiling already. So l'chuyim mevashal that water, when you open it, the hot water comes and touches it. So Shem Zaman says, l'katchile, while it already was mevushal before, because it was once hot, so we say it's only a chumre. So he says to open it and to let it to run for 2 minutes. It's mutter. A minute. This is what Shem Zaman says. But what if a person has the marshal a sink, a mixer sink, that it's only one piece for both? There's a Shem Zaman could be a problem. More from that, Shem Zaman says, what if a person wants to have pleasant water in Shabbos? He's not allowed to, because he's cooking the cold water mikli rishon when it's coming from the boiler. So ulach lasikum, if it's not closed, there's no way to open it because cold water come in. If it's closed, some person can say you have to be machmir and even mikli rishon on the sink of Shemazal was misupik on it. Now if you want to have pleasant water, the person can say to be machmir because you're cooking the cold water. Shemazal gave an etzah to someone that is very very spoiled, and the freezing water is terrible for him. He says, open the cold water very, very big, like mamish running, and then open the hot water. That the hot water, Mishnah Berurah says, that cannot be mevashel, takes a time till a little bit is mevashel. But mainly it doesn't manage to be mevashel the water, so it just makes it pleasant. But not to open first the hot water, and then to add a little bit of cold water, because then in the first minutes, you're cooking water. But again, this is only for Shai Satchak. If a person needs Rav Shlomo Zalman found the Eitze, how to use it. Now, Lamegein Lemaise. We said if you didn't close it, there's a problem of Mevashel. Why? Because you're cooking in the boiler. This is in Lamezalman, the Mir Diras. In most of the houses in America, in most of the normal houses, is a machine that is called a Yunker. Don't know how they call it in America, but how you have hot water in America? You also put on the water and you wait for 2 hours? No. So what happens? What happens in your house? How the hot water works? What? They have, is a boiler, what? Boiler. What does a boiler mean? No. People, a lot of showers, it gets cold. So this is some people. The that person that I stayed by, yeah. But here it doesn't happen. So what happens? Right. When you open, it's hot cools. It's like a lot of, they have it also here. It goes on gas. And the minute that you open the water, the gas is like a big tank. The water runs through, and straight away the fire goes on. Or some people have in America very big boilers. and the water goes like back and forth in little pipes. So automatically the water passes. What they do is the water has like hundreds, it's like a little pipe inside. You don't see it inside the boiler. The way it's made, it's like a little pipe. And the matter when you press, like a cold water machine. How is so much cold water? There's like a lot of little pipes inside that pass through a freezing place. So every time when it comes to you, it's cold. So it's a chachma v'goyim timing. So b'meile, this is the mitzvah. So b'meile, every time when you open the water, fire goes on. So you mavir. I'm saying it because it'd be a big enough kemina legabe the b'di'evit. So there's two reasons why you're not allowed to use the hot water in Shabbos. If you didn't close the cold water. One reason is in the boilers in Eretz Yisrael, like you have in the deers, is because the water that is coming into the boiler, you mevashel. And in the other places is because you mavir, and the minute that you put it opening on the water, you mavir the water. Now the shaila is like this. A person opened the water. And Shabbos, he opened the hot water in Shabbos. Hey, the guy tells him, we're here to shir l'shish, you're not allowed to. He runs to close it. Leave it. You're not allowed to close it now. Why? I tell you what. We'll speak on a boiler, and we'll speak on an electric one. On a boiler, if you close it, the water that came in, the vibe was not so hot, right? It's starting to cook. If you leave it to run, this water will never get very hot. More cold water will come in. Now that you're closing it, that water will get warm. You mevashel on Shabbos. So you have to let the water run the whole Shabbos. What? What's Baltashkis? Gan Eden. Baltashkis. Baltashkis, the when you buy an Esrig, is Baltashkis? This is the mitzvah. What? So I was misupik about that a lot. If you're allowed to do the water lawyer. Lamoshal, I'll tell you, I'm Lamoshal, I tried to make up a Shabbos a bit earlier. Yeah. So sometimes I'm in the shower yet. So what I do is I leave the water running and then I call one of my kids to close it. Yeah? Because I don't want to close it, I'll do some Shum Zalman. Yeah, I'm a couple days of Shabbos, I was like half an hour before. So I finished, I mean Shabbos ready. So I'm in the shower and you know, I finished to wash myself. I finish like half an hour before Shabbos. Yeah? Now my kids are not mikabel social to sefer Shabbos. So I leave the water running, I get dressed, and I call my kids to close it. So Taka, I'm a super, but Lamais, you don't have to. He's right, you could leave it a little bit running. You have to know the mitzvahs. If that amount will not make the water to get warm inside, you're right. But if by the fact that you're lowering the pressure of the water coming out, the water will stay inside, this is legabe. As they passing Rav Neuwirth, as they passing the Tzitz Eliezer, as they passing Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv says even in a dud shemesh that it's kal loy plug, and he says that he doesn't let to close it if you open that water in Shabbos. As they passing Rabbi Yashiv. A minute. Now, in the ones that have gas, it's even worse because in the minute that you shut it. In the middle of the shot, the fire goes down. You mamish mechaber. It's not as a moisture of gas if it's called mechaber or not. Okay, I'm saying if it works like that. I'm saying, maybe if in China it's different, it's different. No, I'm saying. I tried to look into. I'm saying this halachas. You have to know a little bit of sugyas and you have to know the practical materials. Say avada. I'm saying this is the reason I'm masbered very much to details. Avada, if every detail changes. What is muta could be awesome, what is also is muta. Avada, these are loches, aloche plus details. Avada, you have to know the details, there's no shaila about it. Rav Vosner tainas that you're allowed to shut the water. He says it's grome, and bemele, you're allowed to. And everything. No, I'm sorry, only on a boiler and a duchemish. And a place that if you close it, the fire goes down, that is also. But on the first two, he holds that it's smooth. Yeah. It's not so poshut, because I'll explain to you why. A person opened the water in Shabbos, so he put the water inside.
Now he's closing it, so he's cooking in Shabbos. He didn't want the mass to be a big love this. Pshat and Rabbos. No, Rabbi Yashiv, the Shmir, Shabbos, all of them paskin, that if a person open hot water in Shabbos, you have to leave it running. You have to leave it running. It's so much times happens. People quickly close it before I all of a sudden realize, yeah? You have to know, you have to leave it running. What?
As soon as water goes in, water that went
the water in, doesn't boil right away. It takes two minutes.
You know it's boiling hot in there?
I don't know. They have to. I'll tell you, there's a sefer that came out now. Ma'ir Shabbos Chelik Dalin. He tells us that if you open the little bit mamish, so that little bit already is boiled, so already you're allowed to close. He says in the case that you mamish open for a second, that I called the Shmir Shabbos and I told him the sefer came out. He told me he's wrong. I'm telling you, you're not allowed to. I told him it's boiled. He said how he knows. I also thought like you, and I especially called my rabbi again. And I shut the phone and I called him again. I said, maybe you didn't understand what I said. He's saying it's a little drop. It's boiled. He said, I told you. Who said he knows? You're not allowed. But the Moira Shabbos, Rav Yadler, Chelik Dalet, came out now. He says like you. Right? Last week it came out, I think. This is what he paskins. He says like you. 2 weeks ago. Say it. I'm saying, I hear this morning, he's right. But I'm saying, he says, Lamaisi Yimavashel, it's us. Rav Ozner came to the Tanya, it's Gromer. The man he said, the Mokim Hefsim Berube, Chazal will not Gezer. You said you called it Baltashchis before. Chazal said you're allowed to. And the Velt asks the Kashan of Rav Ozner, we don't understand. The person took water and he's cooking his Mevashel Deiraisa. If he leaves it to run, so it will not be cooked. Right, closing it, it's only a Gromer. Closing it, it's only a Gromer. Abel Lemaise, the person did a melacha. So what I was about to say, like, if a person opens the water, he will never close it, so he never cooked. So when he did it, he was allowed to do it. And then when he closed it, it's a garment. It's not a portion. Sometimes when a person does two parts of pe'ula, that's called a melacha. He first puts it that, and then he does that. He first puts it on the water, and then he closes it. This is the way of cooking. Not only that, some people have a shayla. What if someone opened the Puma to Shabbos, the water, the hot water? Some people hold he's not allowed to close it even Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because if he closes Matzah Shabbos, the water will cook. So he was cooking in Shabbos. If a person puts something on the fire in Shabbos, and if it cooks Matzah Shabbos, then Michas Chinuch wants to hold that it's Chayv Chatos. Right? So Lemoshel, he opened the water 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos. If he will close the Matzah Shabbos, so the water that he put in Shabbos will cook. So he has to wait for the whole circle, like 2 hours after Shabbos. So if he opened the beginning of Shabbos, the Matzah Shabbos, he could close already, yeah? But also not, but the Maisa, if this is true, so maybe he will have to wait till, sorry, he will have to wait every time 2 hours after Shabbos to close the water. Because if not, if he closes Matzah Shabbos, he brings this water to the boil in Shabbos, and now he's cooking. But again, and this, you could be samech on the head of the Rav Ozner. Now, the Zohar Zohar happened a lot of times. It happens also in Shvis, it's also in Shabbos. It happens in a lot of camps. I had a mice at this sukkah with someone. I don't know how they call it in America, but you know, when you have grass, they have this little thing that spritzes the water all over. The sprinkle. Now, the kids, now, a person opened it in Shabbos. You allowed to close it or not? You know, if you open it in Shabbos, it's a melachas. Zereya. And Shvi'is is also also. Now, you allowed to close it or not? What? Why not? You have to close it. Right? Now, I don't know if you saw them once. When you close them, it goes like this. It slowly, slowly dies. Yeah? You saw when they finish? Like they die slowly. Now, so what? Wait, now, so when it start, when it's working, the water is spritzing there. The places here don't get wet. When you shut it, like you're mamish watering this place. What?
They move, they go, as it goes up.
No, it's two different kinds of fish. So, I mean, the ones that I saw when I was a kid, they go very far away, like the red little thing that pushes it and it goes around. What?
You have to leave it on all year?
What's it?
So what? How you close it? So what? So I had a meister this sukkah. A guy came over to me. He made a sukkah in the garden. In the middle of the night, the other neighbor had a machine on. He started it raining. So he wanted to know what to do. So he remembered that we spoke once to the shabbos. There's a problem. So I told him the eitzah is to go with a pot and to put a pot on it. So then the water stops on the place. You go with a pot.
No,
if in that place, my netzach, if in that place, I'm assuming that place is no, if there's nothing growing there, ain't a chanami. If something growing there, there's a problem.
Could put something down underneath the area around.
Before that, yeah, man, you could put a big bag, but you have to know because lemaisa, the isur in Shabbos is the isur gomu. Like I said before, to pour water on plants, it's also. Now this is a garden. When you do that, you put it because you don't want to have a veil there. You're not allowed to water here. And not only that, you have to know all these things after you did them. The second minute is a grome. The veil is the first minute, b'derech klal. The second one is a grome. Now, when you shut, you mamish taking the water and you're making the water to be here. Again, I remember when I learned b'iyun. The Shemir Shabbos Hazeh came down, also the Gabi Shvis and also the Gabi Shabbos. And I called him up today, and he told me that he remembers that the Chazanish told it. That he saw it, or the Ksavyad, or he heard it himself from the Chazanish, that the Chazanish said the Gabi the waters, that is a problem to close them. Again, Midaf Zayin, how to make Lemaise. Now, I'm saying, also the Gabi Shvis, Avade, this is what he told me, that after a while, that the water is already wet, so then you could do it because it's secretion de lo nichale, is a limit of water that it needs. Then it's so. Then after that, you're allowed to close. Sometimes it just goes on the whole Shabbos. Or the other eight is sometimes these things that, like, you know, as a place when they go back completely, they go to a place that there's nothing there. And that minute you happen. So you have to know. Okay. Yeah. And I have a different eitz. I'm just not saying it's nagia. I'm all in camps to know, to stand, to put something. When a mashal, it goes like this. So when it goes like this, you put something here. You don't let him to go back. The way the spring it goes like this from one side to the other. So when you if you shut it, you're putting it here. But if he's standing now, now he's watering here. What? No, soon that little piece will move it. So if you put something to stop him, you write that begrome. But it's a shame because begrome the ma'aseh, you're causing now more water to be here. It's not a ma'isa biyodaim, but you're causing the water to stay. So midav vissel, I'm saying this is negia very much the ma'isa. A lot of times you have different. You build a tent and all of these places on grass, and no one has in mind. And pitam the computer system starts to give water in Shabbos. It happens. I was in maybe a lot of different camps and different places, and this shaila comes in Shabbos. The people mamish don't know. They just shut it, and the mamish either is suing. Now, Shemazama said another chumah that people don't know. A lot of times you have a Shabbos kettle. Like the Shabbos urns. Now, the best thing is to have it boiling before Shabbos, Yaitza Alashitis. Maybe a different time we'll speak about the little pipe, and outside the water there doesn't boil. It's a bazunda shayla what to do. Because if the water there didn't boil, so the mice, when you're opening it, the mice, you're cooking it in Shabbos. I don't make it, I don't make it, but I don't want to go into this in this year. But I want to, again, the Gabi will be speaking, the Gabi, the red of today's year. Zogim Shum Zaman Ayabach was a mice in Kulteh, then Shum Zaman was Ma'irnas, the Oilam Nichshel. One guy was Nichshel, or wanted to be Nichshel. That what happened is, they didn't put the water on before Shabbos. Normally we have to boil it like 2 hours before Shabbos, the big one. So the Katchila, the guy put it on a half an hour before Shabbos. So could be it's muta, but the evidence go for kotum. Yeah. So Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, you're not allowed to take out tea till the water is cooked completely. Because if you take out tea, hot water, now is less water in the thing, so it will cook quicker. So you have a mild bishul. So maybe you're not allowed to take out. The main is Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, only if it's cooked ready before Shabbos, then you're allowed to take out. But if not. Also, was the same thing that was a place that a guy filled it up in Shabbos. That's the case. I'm not sure. I don't look long. But at least in this case of Shemazaman, and again I double checked, and Taki I say it's given a ma'isam. Shemazaman said that if it's not cooked, and it's could be negated to a chant also. If a person has a chant and it's not cooked, and if he takes out some of the chant, now the chant will cook better. So not supposed to take out chant and Shabbos. If it is bashel called tzolkoi, it's only mistamek v'yofaloi. But if it's not mizbashel called tzolkoi, no, it's machal b'dusoi. Now you take it out, so the chant is less chant, it goes quicker. You're not allowed to take chant and Shabbos. We'll stop here.